All right, Drive Time, hour three. Glad to have you with us on this Wednesday afternoon. We are 30 minutes away from you getting all of your major complaints. And more entertainingly, your minor complaints off your chest. We call it enough. So load it up. Whatever you got to get off your chest, we want to hear it. And frankly, if you don't have the time to wait until 5:30 when we do that segment, voice message, Odyssey app, great way you can send a message into the station, into our studio, and we play that recording back on the air. So you just go to the Odyssey app right where you're listening live to WCCO, and you click on the microphone. Boom, boom, boom. And you're in business. I want to start this hour with a little bit of fun. A little bit of fun. Because there is a chance that a fellow Minnesotan could be officially named a saint. A saint. The case for Minnesota's first saint advances to the Vatican is the headline in the Twin Cities Pioneer Press. My question to you, wrong answers only. Who should be Minnesota's first saint? 651-461-9226. When you think of saints and Minnesota, who comes to mind?
I think there's one obvious answer that...
A right answer or a wrong
answer? No, this would be a wrong answer, of course.
Okay, yeah.
But it's the right wrong answer.
All right. The number one Dan Cook wrong answer for saint would be...
Joe Mauer. I mean, are you kidding me? Baby Jesus? Come on.
How is Joe not a saint? How is he not a saint?
You've got me. I have no idea.
Joe Mauer is a very good answer. Very good answer. Now, the correct answer, and already we have five people texting in, Mary Jo Copeland. Mary Jo Copeland. I mean, I don't look.
That's more of a right answer than a wrong answer.
I don't know what skeletons are in her closet. Wouldn't it be something that Mary Jo Copeland just turned out to
no,
be?
No, don't.
I don't know. Who can you trust nowadays? Who can you trust?
Please let it be Mary Jo. Don't ruin that.
Wouldn't that be awful?
It would be the worst.
Who would be? She would probably be the least likely Minnesotan to be like.
I sure hope so.
Oh, Mary Jo Copeland accused.
Hear what happened to her?
Next thing you know, you're on Politico, and it's some takedown. Let's go to John in Apple Valley. John, your nomination. We're going to send these all off to the Pope. He's a Chicagoan, so I think he'd be more open to a Minnesota submission. Who do you think?
I would say he probably knows this guy too. I would say, how do we not have Sid Hartman be the first saint? Yeah. From Minnesota.
That's right. That's right. And I do know that Sid actually was a very close personal friend of JP, not Jerry Peterson, the Pope, John Paul. And, you know, Vatican II, I think Sid had a hand in it. He was consulted.
I think he had a hand in building the Vatican.
JP II and Sid were tight. I think Sid's a very good answer, and maybe we could get Chad on, and he could tell us why it's a very wrong answer. That would be part of the equation, too. Very good. Thank you, John. Sid, solid. Pat Royce, solid. St. Pat has a ring to it. I think there's ever been a St. Patrick before. I like it.
You know, has there ever been a St. Pat? It's not like we named a day after a St. Patrick or anything. Pat would be great. Pat would be great. I remember when Pat found out that I was in seminary. He found out he was covering the Maple Grove football team and having a conversation with my brother. And somehow my brother decided to mention that. And he's like, seriously? He's in oh, man, I wish I would have known that. I wouldn't have sworn so much around him. Just Pat's the greatest.
Minnesota's first saint candidate. Now, if you're watching on our live stream on YouTube, at the WCCO radio channel or on the Facebook, WCCO radio Facebook page, I am currently showing I'm going to guess this is a, a drawing? Might be a photo.
That looks like a photograph to me.
Joseph B U H. Joseph B
B
B. A Slovenian immigrant has been sort of nominated by the Diocese of Duluth.
I'm not sure if you'd asked me to name him as a Slovenian immigrant, I would have come up with it. But now that you mention it, absolutely.
His look is quite Slovenian.
It's very monkish.
In Duluth, he was a union founder, the editor of an immigrant newspaper. He spoke seven languages. He was a missionary. You know, we'll see. The United States has only had 12 saints. So will he be canonized? It's pronounced boo, I'm told. We'll see. 11 of 10,000 saints recognized by the Catholic Church have come for the United States. Now, we know that the world and big church, that they're biased against America. But it's also possible that, like, we haven't been around that long. It's possible that that's why there haven't been that many American. But I like to believe that, once again, everybody, they hate us because they hate us. Now, I didn't know all about, I mean, I feel like Monsignor Boo is not. It's not widely known, this story.
I had not heard of him before this story, no.
But it's quite interesting, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
He played the harmonium. He played the organ. He painted portraits. He established Amerikanski Slovenak.
Bless you.
The U.S. first Slovenian newspaper. Now, I don't know about journalists becoming saints. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not sure.
Well, I don't know. Does establishing the newspaper make you a journalist?
Well, he was the primary editor and publisher.
He Again, laid... does that make you a journalist?
Yeah, fair. Fair, maybe not. Now, the deal is you have to have a couple of miracles, right? Isn't that the bit?
Verifiable ones, yeah.
And so, did they say in the story what is miracles?
I didn't see that, no.
So after the first miracle, you would be beatified.
Right. After they'd verified.
So that's pretty good. One miracle, pretty good.
That's a step.
Two miracles, you need the, then you're in. Then you're the saint. But pretty hard. Like, because they investigated. It has to be a confirmed miracle. So, I don't know that all of that was laid out in this. 651-461-9226, Marjorie Johnson, the blue ribbon baking.
Again, queen. That's probably closer to a right answer than a wrong answer, as you asked for wrong answers only, but.
I don't know, when you think, I am highly amused at the thought of some giant expose coming out, and that Mary Jo Copeland and.
We have these wonderful people from the state of Minnesota who are...
Marjorie Johnson.
Bless their hearts, are the salt of the earth.
We're just running some sort of like...
You got to go digging around in a closet.
Maybe the Minnesota mob, instead of being so focused on Al Capone, maybe it was run by Marjorie Johnson. I don't know. Other wrong answers. Texter says Brian O'Hara. Brian O'Hara... The now former police chief of Minneapolis is probably not getting into the sainthood. Probably not.
That would qualify as a solid wrong answer, yes.
Not looking great. Ann is in Richfield at 651-461-9226. And do you have a wrong or a right answer for Minnesota sainthood?
Well, I don't know. You decide. because I think this person could even qualify as a martyr with who he puts up with. But what about Pete Hegseth?
Oh, interesting. Because the gut reaction, yes, he's one of us. His dad, I had his dad on the show and then took probably months of criticism after Mr. Hegseth did some Hegsethian things.
Well, I think he's top of the list for wrong answer.
Yeah. putting up with
Minnesota.
I think so. I think so. Thanks, yeah. Ann. That's pretty good. It's a good answer, though.
He's also a Protestant, which means sainthood is probably very unlikely in the Catholic Church. But
yeah.
But again, that adds into the
wrongness
of it, for sure.
Dark Stars, says a text.
Oh, my. That's a fantastic wrong answer.
Dan worked with Dark.
For many, many years.
Dick Enrico, the patron saint of secondhand sporting goods. You know, imagine the petition going in front of the Pope that tries to explain why buy new when secondhand will do, except when the deals are this good. When you're trying to explain that, even the American Pope Leo is going to be like, I'm not sure I follow. Dan is in Blaine. Dan, who are you putting up for sainthood, Dan?
Jennifer Carnahan and the guy that's in prison for having the underage girls come up to his place.
Anton Lazaro.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Yeah?
Top of the bad list.
What about the tarantula tosser? What about that Simonetti, Marissa Simonetti? She could be in the equation as well. These are very good.
Yeah, I liked the Hegseth one, though, too. What a warmonger. Yeah, definitely. Carnahan's on the top of my list.
Carnahan, pretty good. Thanks, Dan. The people have very good choices. Tom Patters, Denny Hecker. A fair number of Mike Lindell, one texter calling him Saint Pillow Guy. Couple Denny Hecker and Tom Patters. That's a pretty deep poll, right? Did I tell you about, like, I had a Volkswagen from Denny Hecker Volkswagen?
No, did you really?
And back when Denny got sent to the Hoosgow.
Sneezer?
I was doing the Good Questions segment at the time, and one of our Channel 4 viewers emailed in asking if there was a way they could get the Denny Hecker sticker off the back of their car. And there was a local auto body shop right here in downtown Minneapolis that I called up, and I'm like, hey, I have a Denny Hecker Volkswagen. Like, can you get the sticker off? And they said, sure. So we brought the camera over, and they used what looked like, it was like you put it on a sander, but it looked like a giant eraser, and just took the thing right off, and they offered to do it for free for any of our viewers with the Denny Hecker.
Of course they did.
Pretty good. Pretty good. All right, Drive Time, going to take a break. I want to talk about the Emmys. The Emmy Awards coming out today. Don't forget, we're about 15 minutes away from enough. Whatever you've had enough of, keep it coming. You can text it at 651-461-9226 or the voice message. The voice message feature on the Odyssey app, you could use that too. Drive Time, back in a minute. Emmy Awards out today. And if you are the kind of person who only watches TV on broadcast television, once again, you looked at the Emmy Awards list and said, what in the hell is any of this stuff? It is astonishing that almost all of the Emmy-nominated TV shows are on streaming. And the number one show, can you guess? The number one Emmy Award-winning show is this.
There is an active shooter at PitFest. As the nearest trauma center, we are going to be getting the majority of the victims. We don't know yet how many we are getting, but we are instituting hospital-wide emergency protocols. We need to move every patient out of here. They either go home, they go upstairs, or they go to family medicine.
The Pit. The Pit is a tremendous show. I think it's a great show. And that led everything. Have you guys seen The Pit? It's on... I think it's on, you know, this is the other thing. Not too long ago, if you were talking about ER, which Noah Wiley was on ER, his work on The Pit is awesome. You knew that ER was on NBC, right? Maybe you didn't know NBC, you knew Channel 11. I don't know what anything is ever on. I have no idea. It comes out of my TV somehow. The Pit is on
HBO Max.
HBO Max.
Yes.
Did you know that?
No, I looked it up.
Right.
Fortunately, your rant was long enough I could quick Google it.
I try to be of service. So The Pit had 25 Emmy nominations. Hacks. I don't think I've ever seen Hacks. Do you know Hacks?
No.
Gene Smart is in Hacks. I don't, maybe I should put it on my list. That was in second with 24, leading all comedies. Now, the Emmys are always, like, one of the things that I think people don't understand about these types of awards is that you have to submit. And when you win an Emmy Award for a show, you don't like, enter a compilation.
Yeah, it's not.
It's just
totality.
One episode. Because you also have to be realistic about the judging process, right? Like, is somebody, how many shows is someone, are you supposed to watch a whole season? You'd never be able to judge it. So Hacks was second. Drama series. How many of these shows have you guys seen? The Diplomat?
Nope.
The Gilded Age?
Nope.
A Knight of the Seven Kingdoms?
Nope.
Paradise?
Nope.
The Pit?
Nope.
Pluribus?
Nope.
Slow Horses?
Nope.
Your Friends and Neighbors?
Nope.
I think I've seen three of those. Comedy series.
I've seen a lot of clips of some of them.
Yeah.
But I don't actually ever watch the shows.
I've seen more of the your Friends and Neighbors. Isn't that the isn't this like the guy, like the rich neighborhood where the guy is like a It's John Hamm. He's like breaking into, he robs his rich neighbors.
Okay.
It's a pretty good bit.
Sure.
And John Hamm.
John Hamm's great.
Very good. Comedy series, Abbott Elementary. Now that's on ABC.
No way.
Abbott Elementary is one of those shows that critics love, and I always wonder, do regular people like it?
Anybody actually watch
it? It's sort of the documentary style comedy show.
Kind of like The Office.
Yeah. The Bear. Hacks.
Everybody loves The Bear.
Margo's Got Money Troubles. I've seen that. That's another OnlyFans themed show. Nobody Wants This. Only Murders in the Building. Shrinking. And Widow's Bay. Any of those for you?
No.
I've seen four of those. Shrinking is pretty good. Shrinking is the Harrison Ford playing a psychologist who has Parkinson's.
Mm.
And then the dude from How I Met Your Mother.
Neil Patrick Harris?
No. Other dude.
Okay.
He's in it.
Jason Segel. There you go. I got it.
If I had said the dude from the Muppet movie, would that have helped? I think, wasn't he in that?
He was. He did one of those. I'm not sure if it would have helped necessarily.
No. That's a good one. It's a sign of the times, and also a reminder that huge audience doesn't necessarily mean quality.
No.
It's the same as always been true for...
Huge audience just doesn't exist anymore, really.
Well, there are some primetime TV shows that are still getting huge audience.
Now, with streaming, relative to like what huge audience used to mean when it comes to television? No.
No.
Relative to other modes of television now, maybe. But it's not anywhere near what it was.
The biggest, let's see.
There's just too many options, right? I mean, that's like when I say no, I haven't seen all of these. I have limited streaming.
I mean, you are.
And I don't do cable at all anymore.
Now we're
no cable, no satellite. Yeah. So most of this stuff.
Live sports gets the biggest audience,
always,
right?
Yes, always.
And then, I mean, frankly, like because we're in the summer. Do you know what the number three most watched TV show was?
I sure don't.
ABC World News Tonight, Monday.
David Muir.
Yeah.
Handsome lad. Great hair.
8.3 million people.
A lot of angles with David, you know, with the arms thing. And then when they shoot him, he's always at an angle. It's very strange.
He's a handsome man.
Very handsome. Great hair.
I have no idea, like, what people are watching on regular TV. I don't know.
They're not for the most part.
Yeah. All right, let's break. Enough. What have you had enough of? 651-461-9226. A lot of texts coming in. I want to know about your serious concerns and your petty concerns. I'll give an example. Texter says, enough of large pickups, tailgating, and speeding. It's just so consistent. 95% white males. I mean, first of all, that is so, like, offensively stereotypical. And, like, it's also sort of true. Drive Time back with Enough in just a minute.
I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore.
I have had enough.
Enough is enough.
Enough.
Oh, it's our weekly gripe session. The time to get it off your chest. What is driving you nuts? What have you had enough of? At 651-461-9226. Lots of texts coming in. But I want to get started with Marcia. Marcia in St. Paul called in at 651-461-9226. Marcia, you get to kick it off. What have you had enough of?
Well, hi, Jason. Good afternoon. I have had enough of the commercials that advertise products to boost your self-esteem. Ooh. My hair is thinning to the point that I will one day be bald. I have bags under my eyes, and my muscles are smaller, but I can still get around. And I have not lost one iota of my self-confidence. Mm. Self-confidence comes from inside you, from the way you live your life and how many people you help every day, not from what you think other people think of how you look.
Oh, Dan's clapping. Dan's clapping.
Excellent. Excellent.
So I generally agree with you. And I think for many people, self-confidence does get a boost when you kind of feel better about yourself. And sometimes it is those sort of external things. Not for everybody. I do feel what you're saying, though, about this sort of the media pressure that, like, you have to care about those things because you don't. You certainly don't, right?
Yeah, I just, when I see the commercials and then the commentary by somebody who's used a product, and it's, I feel so much more confident about myself. I immediately think every time, is that all it takes?
Yeah, it is.
What do you like inside?
Well, we're all motivated. So my friend John Tower, who's a sociologist, talks about external and internal, kind of the intrinsic, extrinsic motivation.
Yep.
And so I do think, like, it's sort of a you think about, like, the scales of justice, right? Some of us are a little weighted too far on the extrinsic motivators and not enough on the internal things like you're talking about. Yeah. Maybe self-confidence is the wrong word.
That, well, like, I used to be more that way as well, but now that I've gotten a little bit older, maybe it just has to do with life experience.
A little wisdom. Yeah. Very good. Excellent enough, Marcia. Thank you. That was a good start. Thoughtful and also a little petty. That's what we are all about on this show. 651-461-9226. Now, before the break, I read a text from someone complaining about pickup trucks. And the texter gave the assertion that it was 95% white males driving pickup trucks, which is likely false. It's likely not 95%, but, like, you could see 95% from what the right number is. Texter responds, oh, so you'll read on air a text from somebody complaining about big pickup trucks that are always driven by white men. Okay, read this on air. And I'll just stop right there. That's not how this works. Like, you don't get to, like, you're a hypocrite. But this texter says, I'm tired of hearing the super loud bass that people install in their car that you can hear from 8 blocks away. And it's usually, now then you can fill in whatever you want there.
White people just can't get a break, Jason.
Can't. Look, there are certain categories that I think you're allowed to make fun of. White people, balding guys, old white balding guys.
Wait a minute.
Wait.
Hold on a second. Am I wearing a Target? I didn't notice anything.
And, like, this is my controversial opinion as to who you're still allowed to make fun of, but I believe Polish jokes are still acceptable. That's the one. You can write that down. If you have a book of like which types of offensive jokes are allowed, I believe that the Polack jokes are still okay. And I don't know. My wife tells me that that's false. But I'm sure the Minnesota Polack community can respond to tell me I'm wrong. Jeff in Sauk Rapids. Jeff, you always have a solid enough. What do you got?
I have had enough of old farts and their stupid little Kias cutting you off to get into a parking stall.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Did I cut you off the other day?
You're not an old fart yet.
Okay. Did you get cut off in the parking lot?
Yeah. So today I'm at, this happens all the time. I'm at Walmart.
Yep.
I'm driving the right way down the correct lane. And way down in the end, I see a handicap stall. The last one, it's the nearest the door. And I said, oh, this baby's mine. And along the way, I paused for a moment because a woman on my right was backing away from her hatchback and stuck her big butt out in front of my truck. I didn't want to scare her.
Mm-hmm.
While I paused, here comes a Kia with an old geezer in it from an intersecting lane, took a right into my lane, cut a U-turn, and took my spot.
Now, I'm guessing this guy did not get his Kia from Luther Kia of Bloomington, where the customers...
No, that's later, Jay. No,
that's
later.
Oh, that's not now? All but right.
There should be a geriatric jail for those people. Where you throw them in the clink, turn down the heat, and for 1 week you give them bread, water, and Geritol, and that's it.
What is the age cutoff, you think, where you should be sent to the geriatric jail?
Anybody older than me.
Okay. Correct. Thank you, Jeff. Very good. Textures. Laying it on. I love it. Keep it coming at 651-461-9226. What have you had enough of? Dan and I will share ours coming up, too. Stick around right here on Drive Time. Twins baseball on the air. Pregame at 6 o'clock. Twins at home against the Guardians here on CCO. All right, lots of great enough text. Dan, do you have an enough you would like to let rip?
I've had enough of Twins players getting hurt.
We had another one today, right?
Another one. Marco Raya, bullpen pitcher, young kid that had made his major league debut just not that long ago. Now he's on the disabled list, the injured list. But it really just stinks for Byron Buxton. I mean, it's the right call for sure. Get him treatment, get him rest, get him healthy for the second half run. But finally to be elected to start the All-Star game and now he can't play, that just stinks. I've had enough of it.
Textures say, I've had enough of seeing young people, young women specifically, texting on their phone. Not sure there's a gender divide there, in my view.
It's more of an age divide than a gender divide, I think.
I will say this. Today on the elevator in my apartment building, I'm on the 12th floor. The people who got on before me could have, the highest floor they could be on would be 18.
Okay.
They, at 12, both exited the elevator, and I waited. They were both looking at their phone. I got in. They both got back in.
Got off on the wrong floor?
They were trying to go to the basement level.
Oh.
So that's how little attention they were paying?
Yeah.
And they, once they got back in, I was like, you're a long way from B. They're like, yeah, I guess we weren't on here very long. Little engrossed in the phone.
That's annoying. I totally get that. It's the people driving around that really...
The texters. While drivers.
It just drives me crazy.
I'm just surprised how bad people are at it. Like, you see the people holding the phone up to their eye.
They just don't care. And it's so blinking dangerous.
Make an effort.
You're missing so much of the road when you're doing that. It's like, oh. I just,
not good.
When you get in your crash, please don't take anybody else with you. That's all I'm worried about at that point.
I had somebody almost slam into me on the highway today, just weaving all over the place.
Yep.
I have had enough of people who use the word like constantly in their sentences when it's not appropriate, such as, it is really, you know, like humid out today. I do feel like has made a comeback.
As a verbal crutch, it is one of the top ones.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
I've had enough of people calling each other dude. Of course, it's a fad we must all blindly follow, but every person has an actual name.
Bruh. Cool out, bruh.
We don't need to speak like pot-smoking surfers.
It seems a little stereotypical.
I don't mind. I don't mind, dude. Bruh.
I don't either.
Man.
There's actually...
Come on, man.
There's an old John Wayne film, Rio Bravo. It's John Wayne. Dean Martin's in it.
Mm-hmm.
And, oh gosh, who's the singer? Angie Dickinson's in it. Ricky Nelson is in there too.
Ricky Nelson. Yes. This is a 1959 Western.
And it's a classic John Wayne Western film, right?
Yeah.
Dean Martin's character in that film is named Dude. So about half a dozen times you get to see John Wayne saunter into a room and say, good morning, dude. And it's the funniest dang thing you've ever seen in your life. I howl out. I love that movie just to see that.
Texters say, I've had enough of Doug and Emu. I've had enough of Angie Craig ads. I've had enough of tinted windows that are straight black. Yeah.
I've kind of had enough of the attacking about who's getting what money from where. I don't think people really care about that at this point.
I know. I said that
Maybe on social media,
and boy, did the people come for me. Like, well, you're just carrying water for Angie Craig.
No, that's, yeah.
Like, well.
The lefties that are going to support Peggy no matter what, that's what they're trying to harp on.
My view on the dirty money is that if you believe that any particular politician can be bought and paid for on the major issues that are being talked about in this race, you believe it's not their own issues, then you should not vote for them. And so litigating the money stuff on and on and on doesn't really matter. You don't believe that that person has genuine views. You believe that they are so corrupt that they can be paid for, then you should absolutely not vote for them. I personally, when I look at Angie Craig and Peggy Flanagan, you can disagree with their politics, but I do not view either of those people as being potentially bought and paid for. So I just sort of reject this idea with those two.
I'm with you on that one. What it's done now is, can you tell me one substantive issue difference between the two of them? Because all they talk about is money.
I've had enough of people who yell at nurses on the phone. Oh, who's yelling at nurses? I've never had enough of Continental Diamond. Continental Diamond. Time check is 5:57. Let's get another Twins win tonight.